It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
You can let me down, watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
And welcome to Speak Out. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. I feel like I'm literally lucky to be here today. I wasn't going to tell the story on the air, but I have to. Folks, just between here and Vegas, be safe when you're passing. I had one. It looked like a red Challenger coming at me, and he still had two cars to pass when he passed me. So, yeah, I was on the dirt by the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, in California. So, yeah, just be safe out there, folks, when you're driving, please. Anyway, like, talk show hosts need to go to their job the next day, right?
That's right.
All right. Welcome to the show. That's Jenny Toker. Jenny is the executive director for Hospice of Havasu. We do this every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Us.
We have a regular schedule for Hospice of Havasu. It's so cool. And then you brought in Sarah Mesmer. We haven't seen you in so long.
Good morning.
I think the last time I saw you was like, I don't know, it might have been an MEC event.
It's been a while.
The Bullhead Chamber.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for having us. So, yeah, welcome to the show. And Gary Reynolds will be on later in the hour, and he's going to talk about all the Bighorn golf tournaments that are going on to support the athletic programs at Mojave Community College. There's a lot going on, a lot of golf tournaments, and Gary Reynolds always gets in there. He's in Bullhead City, but he'll be calling in, and we'll talk all about that and how you can get involved. And a couple of housekeeping items. Tonight we have a big game, a big game on tap, and it is the NCAA National Championship, of course, basketball. And all that starts at 3:30 over on the sports station, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. You can go to kntrsports.com for that schedule, and then we'll have the rest of the week up sometime later today. There's a free family game day. We're going to be talking about this with Mary Lou O'Connell with the Haven. It's called Haven of Havasu now, I believe. It's not Haven Family Resource Center anymore. I believe they changed their name to Haven of Havasu. We'll talk about that with Mary Lou O'Connell and Deb Walgren, DCS Program Manager. So that's going to be a pretty good show on Thursday in place of Brian Springberg. And then we've got another guest second half of that hour. There's a ballet coming this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. Go to BalletHavasu.org for tickets. They're $10, $15, and $20. It's Giselle Act 2 with Noah's Ark. So that's from the Ballet Havasu. They changed their name. They used to be the Lake Havasu
Ballet,
right. So now it's Ballet Havasu. And then there's some other events going on. We'll talk about that later in the show. But right now we're talking about Hospice of Havasu. And it is really nice to see you again. And you're here.
I am.
Right.
I am here.
Right. You're the community liaison.
I am. I've been with Hospice of Havasu for 15 years.
I was going to say forever.
I'm the community liaison, and I love to promote the hospice agency, educate the community members, educate the medical community, the referral sources, and let them know that we're here to serve our patients, our community, when it's hospice appropriate or when someone is just needing help getting connected to resources.
Somebody's listening to the show. So, all right, caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, Paul. It's Mary Lou O'Connell.
You didn't change your name. Is that why you're calling me?
No, we changed it to Haven Center.
Okay, very good.
Havasu is the assisted living on the south side, so we are now Haven Center.
And knowing Mary Lou, she couldn't wait till Thursday to tell me that.
I just didn't want you to repeat it and confuse people more than they already are.
Haven
Center,
you bet.
Correct. Thank you, sir. See you Thursday.
You bet. All right. She's such a good director. I love Mary Lou. All right. So the big news, though, is the five-star rating that Hospice of Havasu has.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We just got upgraded to a five-star rating. This is a rating from the Center of Medicare and Medicaid on their Hospice Compare website. This is a rating that is received from data collected from our admission and discharge records for each patient that receives care from Hospice of Havasu and from our family and caregiver surveys. So this data just demonstrates a hospice provider's service and quality compared to other local providers. So we are so happy and proud to talk about or to announce our five-star rating. We're the only five-star hospice in Mojave County.
Yeah, how do you know that? How do you know? Oh, in Mojave County.
In Mojave County.
In Mojave County. I got you.
Yes.
I read it as country instead of county. There you go. Mr. Dyslexic over here. No, that's a big accomplishment.
It,
congratulations.
It is. Thank you so much.
What's some of the criteria there that was on the questionnaires?
So it goes through communication with family, getting timely help, treating patients with respect, emotional and spiritual support, help with their pain and symptoms, training for family to care for their patient, rating about our hospice. One of the main questions is, would you recommend this hospice? And again, like I said, from quality scores that we get from data that we actually collect on admission and discharge of our patients.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And how long has that survey been out? About what was the survey period, do you know?
It goes back for about a year and a half, and they're constantly updating their website.
Okay.
So, you know, we monitor and watch that often, but we had received notification at the end of February that our star rating had changed from a 4 to a 5.
Oh.
So, again, like I said, something we're really proud of, and again, being the only 5-star hospice provider in Mojave County is a really great accomplishment.
Sarah, you've been, like you said, with Hospice of Havasu for 15 years. This is something you've had in the past, and now you have it again? Or the first time that Hospice of Havasu has ever received this?
Well, we send out these surveys to our patients and families for years. We have.
Yeah, it's a requirement. It's a Medicare requirement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And like Jenny said, we were a 4-star. We have been a 4-star consistently. It's now we've achieved the 5-star rating. And it's very exciting for our team. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So Medicare's Care Compare website, anybody can go to it, and you can look at your local physicians, your hospital, your hospices. So it's just a tool that Medicare has available for people to be able to compare providers,
right,
depending on what your service or whatever you're looking for.
So now as the executive director, you must be thinking, wow, how do we top that or how do we maintain that momentum, right?
Yes.
Are there certain goals that you've set for that?
So I am biased. I already feel like our hospice is the best hospice provider in Mojave County.
Sure.
But now it's just like you said, maintaining that. So we just work with our staff to continue to ensure that we're providing that level. You know, there's sometimes very complex cases that come to us, but how can we do better? And, you know, if we have a service failure or somebody isn't happy with our service, we try to look into our team and looks into the data and really tries to figure out how could we have done better or what could we have done better for that person.
That's got to be tough, Sarah. There's always that person out there, right, that's, well, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. It's kind of nitpicky about it. But, I mean, how do you get around that?
You don't. I mean, when you lose a loved one, that's a very emotional time. And, you know, like I said, we're not perfect. And sometimes, you know,
right,
mistakes can be made, but, you know, again, it's just about making sure that we understand what happened and working with the families that we can continue to just provide the best level of service and really listen to the family and listen to the patients and what their needs are and how we can help them.
So speaking of which, it says in my notes you're growing the physician medical team. Easy for me to say.
Yes. So Hospice of Havasu, we're so happy to welcome to our medical team. Dr. Theron Tilgener is currently our medical director, and Dr. Manu Loniel with Southwest Primary Care is one of our hospice physicians. But we have recently added Dr. Michael Colonna with Prima Medical.
Oh.
So our physicians help support our nursing team, our social work team, and provide that level of oversight. And Dr. Colonna brings with him several years of hospice experience. He's new to the Lake Havasu area. He just opened his practice, and we're so happy to have him join us along with our other two physicians.
How does that work with Hospice of Havasu and physicians? I know you have caregivers, but mm-hmm. how does the physician fit into this?
So the physician oversees all of the patient care and care teams. So the physicians, they participate. They give us orders for the patients, whether it's an order to receive hospice care or it's to also for medications. If there's any changes in their level of care, they're working with our team constantly as a source to just get some guidance. You know, if we're having, again, a complex case, we can reach out to any of our physicians, and they help us make sure that we're providing the correct care for those patients.
Wow. Okay. What about April? April's a lot of things I noticed lately, but it's also National Volunteer Recognition Month. Do you want to talk about that, Sarah?
Sure. So April is National Volunteer Recognition Month, and Hospice of Havasu, we have over 143
right now
volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and we could not do what we do without them. Our volunteers help at our resale store. They help in the office. They help provide a very needed break for our hospice patient family members.
Right.
That's called respite. They go into the homes wherever the patient is, mm-hmm. and allows for the family member to go get a break, get their hair cut, go to the grocery store, go to their own doctor's appointment. And our volunteers are vital to our organization. And we also have a volunteer board of directors. Again, Hospice of Havasu, we are the only not-for-profit 501c3 hospice agency serving the Lake Havasu City and Bullhead City area. So we love our volunteers, and we love just to recognize them. And because we have a lot of winter visitors mm-hmm. that are volunteers, we already had our volunteer celebration. We had it in March, and now we are actually going to be starting to do it earlier in the month of March, possibly the end of February, just to capture all the volunteers that might have already left early. We want to thank them. And we thank them every day. Joni Renzi runs our volunteer services department, and she is vital to, she's the gateway from our hospice care mm-hmm. clinical team to our volunteers, getting the resale store staffed with volunteers, like I said, our respite for our patients and their caregivers, and even the volunteer board of directors.
Mm-hmm. Are they the ones responsible for the famous red pepper jelly?
Yes.
That's sold? Are they
yes,
now?
Yes, our volunteers do so many amazing things,
right.
things, and our red pepper jelly is one of them.
And that group of volunteers is called the Hospice of Havasu Crafters?
Friends of Hospice.
Friends, I always say
Friends
that wrong.
Friends of Hospice
Sorry.
Crafters, yes. So they bake the red pepper jelly and sell it at their annual boutique.
Oh, yeah.
That happens every November at the Columbian Hall. So any of you red pepper jelly fans out there, if you need some in the meantime, reach out. Sometimes we have some extra jars, but otherwise
no.
we'll be selling it again in November.
I can't imagine you have extra jars.
Boutique.
It goes so fast from
yes.
what I hear.
We usually sell out, but sometimes they make some in between.
Right. What are the requirements to be a volunteer for Hospice of Havasu? I mean, you just fill out something online and then you reply to them. How does that work?
Yes. So they can go to our website and click on volunteers and look for ways that they can help. So there is an application process that they go through, and then Joni reaches out to them and finds out how they want to help out. So again, like I said, we have so many different opportunities through, like I said, people that aren't maybe comfortable doing patient care. They can do office work. They can work at the resale store. They can help us with events like our TAD management, the tribute concerts that we've been doing. They
right.
sell tickets at those.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. So we're very excited. Like I said, there's just a lot of opportunities. So there's something really for everybody. And Joni does such a great job at reaching out out and really making those connections for the volunteers. And we always need help with our transitions program as well. That is something that...
In our transitions program, the volunteers provide that very needed, very beneficial respite break. So like Jenny was saying, sometimes volunteers that want to do patient care, want to work with a patient, they don't want to work with a hospice patient because they know that patient is terminally ill.
Sure.
But they are definitely on board with helping provide a respite break for our transitions clients. And these are people that are in the community. They are still seeking medical treatment, going to their doctors, getting labs done, getting tests done, and they are enrolled in the transitions program, which allows them to be connected to a Hospice of Havasu Transitions team, which is a group of social workers that help connect that client to appropriate community resources, as well as that volunteer to allow their caregiver to get a break from caregiving.
Wow, that's a lot. Are there any fees involved that, like for background checks or anything like that, where a volunteer would need to, you know, pay a fee for that background check or anything like application fees, anything like that?
No, all of those costs are covered in through our volunteer services program.
Nice.
So we are required to do background checks on all of our employees and volunteers because we are a Medicare recipient. So, but no, that's all part of our program, and we cover those costs.
Most organizations are desperately seeking volunteers. Are you one of those? Or do you like to have a pool of volunteers, you know, on standby, ready
always,
to go?
Always.
And how do they apply?
Like volunteer, if anybody's interested in volunteering, they can go on our website or they can come by our office, 232 Lunyer Bridge Road in Building A. We're the two-story building next to the Hospice of Havasu resale store. Come in and talk to Joni, pick up an application. Again, she can really help you identify where you think you might spend your time best.
Right.
And again, like I said, there's so many opportunities with Hospice of Havasu that we have something for everybody.
Okay. Let's take a short break, and we're going to talk in the next segment about the blood drive coming up on the 30th, and then we're going to talk about the tribute concerts at the Aquatic Center that have been added for May and June that benefit Hospice of Havasu. And the website, by the way, is hospicehavasu.org. So just take the of out of there. One word, hospicehavasu.org. And Jenny requested this song right here, right?
Yes.
Because you guys got the 5-star rating.
Right. Our team is the best.
That's perfect. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out or give us a call. 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We're back on Speak Out, and we've got Hospice of Havasu in the studio. And, you know, point taken, for sure, Sarah. Total eclipse of the heart. But I was kind of trying to stay with Tina Turner, but I can definitely play that. So I used to work in a production show that had that song. So it's like the total eclipse. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's a good idea. Did you guys see anything? I've been stuck inside,
yeah,
so.
It was a little bit cloudy when we left on our way out over here this morning.
Isn't that a good thing?
People looking.
Doesn't that mean you can look at it? No, you still can't look at it?
You still need your special glasses.
Yes.
And Steve
really?
Said you could see it through the clouds with the special glasses.
Oh.
So he did see it this morning.
Yeah. Oh, of course he did.
Yes.
Of course he did. That's why he makes the big bucks. So there you go. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Patio Paradise, by Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City, by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills, where steaks are just the beginning. Man, I love their breakfast over there, too. And they also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live. And the archives are at KNTRTalk.com. www.thehomeofhope.com. And that's for you, Sarah. There you go.
Well, thank you.
Not a problem. Now I'm your new best friend. So there you go. Give you a gift today. All right. Let's talk about, we have a little bit of extra time today. We had a guest cancel. So, and then Gary's going to call in around, quarter till. And, Hospice of Havasu is hosting a blood drive. And that's kind of interesting. We just had a big 4-day community blood drive, but blood drives are big in Havasu. A lot of people turn out for blood drives here. There's a lot of good volunteer spirit, a lot of donation spirit here. Tell me about the one coming to Hospice of Havasu.
Yeah, so we wanted to see how we could give back in our community, and we identified a blood drive. So we're putting it out to all of our employees, volunteers, and anybody in the community who'd like to come down to our office on Tuesday, April 30th, between 2 and 6 p.m. The address is 232 London Bridge Road, and we're going to have the Bloodmobile set up on our lot next door to our building. And, again, there's just such a need for blood donation everywhere. That's why we see so many of them in our community. But, again, it's a way for us to give back, and you can sign up. It's open to everyone in the community. You can go on our website. There's information and a QR code you can click, so you can go ahead and schedule your appointment. But they are taking walk-ins as well. So we just invite anybody, if you haven't donated blood in the last few weeks, please come and join us. Again, it helps out everybody in need. And,
right. I think
really
you could
excited.
Do every 13 weeks, if I remember right. But that's the perfect time of day for you guys. You know that? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to, you know, not like a blood draw where you fast. You're supposed to eat hearty before a blood drive.
Yes, you are supposed to eat hearty. And
did you find that out the hard way?
I sure did. I had a trip to the emergency department via the ambulance.
Oh, no.
It was not fun.
That's a terrible
reaction. That was
in
the morning. Yeah, it was awful.
I've seen that happen. Yeah, but you learned.
Yes, and I'm a 4-gallon blood donor over the years, so you would have thought I would know, but I've always donated in the evening.
Oh, right.
This was the first time I donated on the morning, and now I know why I don't donate in the morning. So the afternoon is the best. And the Bloodmobile will be visiting our vacant lot, like Jenny said, and it's with Vitalant. That's the same company that comes here. They come from Henderson or from Las Vegas area, and they do blood drives all the time in Lake Havasu. So we're excited to partner with them, and we're excited to see what the turnout will be, because you have to be on a rotation, like you mentioned. And if we can get in there every how many weeks that batch of people would be eligible again, we would love to be able to host it. Again, it's on our vacant lot, our dirt.
Yeah.
It's already a graded, paved, not paved, but graded.
Yes.
It's ready to go. So we're hoping that it's a good environment, a good location, and we'll be able to continue doing it as well, like Jenny said, as a way to give back.
Yeah, it's a good time of year, too. It's not too hot inside the blood mill. I have an advanced knowledge of United Blood Services and Vitalant and all that. So, anyway, that's a really good time of year. And, again, it's from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 30th. And then that's 232 London Bridge Road, Building A. Very important to get out there. And it's on your Facebook, right?
Right. There is more information on our Facebook page, Hospice of Havasu. So just visit our Facebook page, our website, or, you know, contact our office and we can give you more information. But we'd love to have you join and just help support the Hospice of Havasu blood drive.
The best part about blood drives now, as opposed to back in the day, you used to have to wait and do the interview questions. I guess you can do everything in advance on the kiosk now. Is that correct?
Well, the kiosk would be your personal device. You can answer the questions the day of your blood donation, answer all the questions, and then you have a little QR code that they scan. But they still, when you come in, they still want to check your temperature, blood pressure, do your little finger prick, and then ask you a couple of more questions. But it's a lot quicker than it used to be. And then Jenny and I, we're the blood donor sisters. We go together and do it, and we race who can get the bag
for the quickest. Are you universal donors? I'm O negative.
No, I'm O positive.
And I'm O negative, but we just do it as a way to encourage each other to go and do it.
Nice.
That's
very cool.
Our little...
Tell me about self-referring before we get to the concerts. I want to save the concerts for last, of course.
So self-referring is being a hospice educator, and just like Jenny is as well, we are very passionate. We want the community to know that you do not have to wait for someone, your doctor, your physician, your nurse practitioner, the hospital, to tell you it's time to call hospice. You know your body, or you know your loved one, and if things are not, you're not feeling well, things are declining, you're not getting better, you keep going back to the emergency department, you're losing weight, there's just nothing else the doctor can do for you. You can call us and make a self-referral. You don't have to wait for someone to refer you to Hospice of Havasu. You can self-refer, and you can also self-refer for the Transitions Program. The Transitions Program is sometimes an easier phone call to make initially because you're just wanting to know what resources are available in the community, and we're happy to help people if they're open to at least giving us a call. We don't know if someone's interested in hospice care or transitions or have questions about it unless they give us a call. We don't walk around, you know, knocking on people's doors saying, can we talk to you about hospice care? You have to call us. And that's called a self-referral, and we welcome those all day long. That is how people get connected to the appropriate resources at the appropriate time. And the more information someone has, they can make a better decision.
Okay. So, self-referral, how much did you, after you make that contact, what is the patient, what happens then after that contact, you know, with Hospice of Havasu?
So we talk to them about, what's going on, what has made them think that they, like Sarah said, are they having frequent visits to the ER? Are they having a change in a condition or something different happening? So we collect the information from them, and then with their permission, then we can reach out and collect medical records, and then we can better evaluate where they are and what their needs might be. And, you know, we can support them through our hospice program or through our transitions program in most cases. So there's something for everybody. You know, again, there's so many people in our community that may benefit from our services, the transitions program or hospice care, but they do need to make that phone call. You know, a lot of times people haven't been to see a physician in several years, but that's okay. Reach out to us. We can help make that connection for you. Again, our medical directors, they see patients. They're taking new patients. So we can help facilitate that and get them back in and just kind of let them have that opportunity to see if, you know, what's going on with them and if our services, you know, maybe they're tired of going to the doctor all the time,
right.
You know, getting their
right.
blood work and just following whatever their chronic illness is, and it might be appropriate for hospice. You know, no one has ever said, I called hospice too soon. You know, but people
right.
have said, I wish I would have called Hospice of Havasu sooner.
So you have concerts coming up as a aquatic center. Again.
Yes. Well, yes.
Well,
not us.
They're not you, but they benefit you.
Yes. So we've been connected now with the TAD Management Tribute Concert since they started. And it's just really, it's a fun opportunity. You know, like I said, these are all cover bands, and it's just a fun evening. But before the shows, Hospice of Havasu sells 50-50 tickets, and it's an opportunity for people to maybe win a little money and take it home, and you know, benefiting Hospice of Havasu the other half. And a lot of times, the winners will even give us their winnings, you know, because they understand, you know, how hospice benefits people at end of life. And again, we are the only not-for-profit hospice in Lake Havasu City, and people, you know, it's almost like Kleenex. Sometimes people think we're all connected or,
right.
oh, yes, and, you know, they'll say, you know, mm-hmm. Nurse Susie took care of my mom, and Susie doesn't work for Hospice of Havasu, so, you know, you just smile, and, you know, we're very happy they got the help. But, you know, again, if you want to support the only 100% local hospice, Hospice of Havasu, you need to make sure and ask for that if your doctor is talking about hospice services as well. You know, again, when referrals go out, they're just looking for somebody to call you back quickly. And if you want to have a specific hospice, that's your choice. And your doctor can't tell you that you need to go to one or the other. And we work with all of the physicians in our service area in Bullhead City and Lake Havasu.
I'm in the same boat with you. It is a little warm in here for some reason. Sarah, it's not just for Havasu, though. You mentioned earlier Hospice of Havasu also benefits those patients in Bullhead, too, right?
That is correct.
Sound like a helicopter right now.
The Fort Mojave, Bullhead City area. So everywhere from Topok, Golden Shores, Oatman, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, and Bullhead City is also areas that we serve. We have a staff office in Fort Mojave, and that's where, you know, supplies are stored and staff do their charting, and
yes.
we're happy to help folks in that area as well.
Did we mention who the bands are? Do we know who they are?
One of them is Selena. I know that's a...
Really?
Yes.
That's going to be popular.
And I'm going to be...
I think I know that act, too. That's a really good tribute act.
That one will be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think I know that one.
And I think at Toby Keith, there's another Toby Keith one coming up. And there's four total, right?
There's four total concerts coming, but... And we do know what they are.
I don't remember.
But this is for May and June.
Yeah, yes.
Which is very, very cool.
Three in May and one in June.
Right. Anything we forgot that we want to talk about while we're going to break?
Something else cool about the concerts is I was selling the raffle tickets one night, and the next day I was at the Lake Havasu City Senior Center, mm-hmm. and a gentleman walked up to me and said, "Hey, I saw you at the concert last night." So people are everywhere. I love being connected to the community.
Right. Okay, I got to play an Eclipse song because I kind of got bullied into it. No, I'm kidding.
I am not a bully.
No, you're good.
I might have some good persuasion skills.
Yes, that's it. I was persuaded. Okay. Thank you, of course, to Jenny Toker and Sarah Mesmer from Hospice of Havasu, doing good work in the community. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
See you in a couple months.
Yes, we'll be back. Thank you.
All right, back with more in a moment on this Eclipse Day 2024. Not sure where it's at right now as far as totality goes, but anyway, we'll go to some Bonnie Tyler, of course. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Hopefully we'll have Gary Reynolds on the line very soon. He's supposed to call in about 3 or 5 minutes. Love that Ike Turner voice. One of the original talents in rock and roll, by the way, was Ike Turner. He wrote, was it Delta 88? Rocket 88, that was it. The now considered the first rock and roll hit ever. It's not Rock Around the Clock. It was Rocket 88, which was co-written by Ike Turner, believe it or not. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also by Springberg Wealth Management, by Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com. Great to see Sam on the air the other day, by the way. You don't see him on the air. I see him on the air. So let's kind of clarify that. Sam did a great job. I listened back to that show on the drive on Friday night. So, yeah, great job. Anyway, also by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. If Jim Russell were here, he'd tell you about that conveyor belt with the self-service doggy washes. At least that's what he thinks it is. All right, also, our newest sponsor just started today, officially, ZMI Mobility. You've heard of TMI? This is ZMI. ZMI Mobility at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue, and we'll tell you more about ZMI Mobility as the shows go on. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and of course, play local. And we got a great schedule this week. We're waiting for Gary Reynolds to check in and tell us about the Bighorn golf tournaments that are coming up to support the athletic programs at Mojave Community College. But this week, I just received confirmation that we have City Manager Jess Knudsen on tomorrow. And speak of the devil, looks like we have on the line, I believe Gary Reynolds is joining us on Speak Out. Is that you, Gary?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Even if I did complain, would anybody listen?
Probably not.
Exactly. Tell me about these golf tournaments that are benefiting the athletic program at, or the brand new athletic programs at Mojave Community College.
Okay, we have what's called the Bighorn Scrambles, and as you know, communities, if you don't know, we're trying to bring local collegiate sports to our local community colleges, Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead. And our first programs are going to be men's and women's soccer. Mm-hmm. And we've began the task of getting people signed up locally. We have, if I'm right, 4 already commitments from Havasu, 3 from Kingman, I think 8 from the Bullhead City area. So we're going to be launching the soccer program this fall. I think it's around September. We've been working diligently on getting the field prepared, getting the walls built we need, everything that we need. And the funds raised from these golf tournaments go directly to the program. To date, we have raised $120,000 over the last year and a half through these golf tournaments.
Oh, my God.
So they're very beneficial for the program.
Where does that money go? I know the soccer programs, the coach's salary and anything else that is related monetarily to those programs is all nonprofit. It's all raised by donors like yourself and those programs that we're talking about today. Is that right?
That is correct. And we hold 3 of them. This Saturday we have the Lake Havasu Bighorn Scramble out at the beautiful Iron Wolf. They just opened up all 18 holes about a month ago.
Mm.
And I've been out there. It's such a beautiful sight to host it. They have a beautiful tent area for our Friday night Calcutta registration party. And then our Bighorn Scramble for Bullhead City is set at Laughlin Ranch for May 3rd and 4th. And then we have our second annual Kingman Bighorn Scramble, which is up at Surback Cliffs. We'll be at the Elks Lodge right there at Surback Cliffs for the Friday night Calcutta party and registration party. And that date is May 31st and June 1st. So we have one every month right in a row.
Gary, are you playing in those tournaments? And what's your handicap?
I play in all of them. My handicap's about a 10.
About a 10. So which team's got the ringer? Would that be Dr. Klippenstein or who's got the ringer on their team?
Well, there really is no ringers. There's a lot of good golfers
right
out there. I can assure the public that when you sign up for one of these tournaments, they have full integrity with scoring. I have access to the handicap system, and we demand that they give their GIN numbers so they can write on there that they're at 18.0, but I'm going to go in there and verify what their actual GIN handicap is, and then I'm going to go ahead and adjust it accordingly to what tees they play, because we make it challenging. For instance, if you're a 5.0, no matter your age or less, you're going to play from the back tees. If you're 65 and older or handicap 5.1 or greater at 65 years older, you're going to get to play from the upper tees, and naturally the women's play from the women's tees. And all handicaps are adjusted according to the tees that you play. And what we do then is we add up all the strokes, and then we multiply it by 15%. That's the total handicap you get for the tournament. And the method works really good. The results are what verify that. We've had one of these scrambles where the first top 6 teams were within a stroke of each other. They were just separated by decimal points. And that's what makes it challenging, because, you know, then the guys come in, they're kicking their butt because all 3 of them missed a 4-footer. You know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can verify what Gary's talking about. I've done the scoring for Boys and Girls Clubs tournaments, and you guys get pretty serious out there. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Well, we just had the Traces this weekend up at Mojave Resort, and we had 9,200 in Calcutta money out there, and then another 8,000 in prize money. So we dished out about $17,000 this weekend, and everybody had a great time. It was perfect weather. And this weekend, when we have the Lake Havasu tournament, we're set up for some more perfect weather for golf. Now, let me mention also that those people that don't have handicaps, we have a non-verifiable handicap division. So what that means is, you want to come out and play, you're just going to tell me what your average score is, and I'm going to figure up your teen handicap based on that. I have a special method that takes out the sand for people that say, oh, I'm a 20, but they're really a 16 or something, because
right,
everybody, you know, likes to exaggerate. I have a special method that keeps those scores in line, too. So it's, and sometimes we have 4 flights, 3 flights, 2 flights. If I have an A division, the handicap, verifiable handicap division, and we have, 14 teams, and from top to bottom it's separated by, let's say, 8 strokes, I'll split that in half.
Okay.
That way, you know, you got 4 strokes from top to bottom, which makes each flight very competitive. And on our Friday night Calcutta party, registration parties, we have a nice dinner layout. We have music, and then we have the Calcutta call. And it's just a really fun night, and if you want to come out and enjoy that, it'll be Friday night at Lake Havasu, the Iron Wolf.
Right.
And it starts at 5:30. Come on out, and you can hear what the program's about. We'll have Mr. Klippenstein, Dr. Klippenstein speaking. We'll have Camino saying a few words as well. Because we know that not everybody in these communities know what we're doing. And I know it's hard for the Havasu Committee or the Kingman communities to. What's this? A guy from Bullhead coming down here? What's he want with this money? You know what I mean? But I can tell you, the second year of the Kingman tournament, it was so received the first year that all the sponsors just signed up automatically. I sent out an email. Yeah, we're in. So you can guarantee that your money's going to something positive, and it's a really positive event. We've never had a problem with anybody questioning any of the final scores or anything. And I've been running charity tournaments for the last 10 years in Bullhead, and currently I run 12 of them annually.
Wow.
For the community. Last year we raised $206,000 net for our local youth, and this year our goal is $250,000.
Wow, congratulations. Well, I'm proud.
It's a community effort. It's not just me. It's a community effort, such as your radio station. You guys come along with some nice PAs to get the word out. It's a community effort by all three communities, and that's what we're striving for.
Well, we appreciate that. And I'm proud to make an announcement here, Gary. Coach Valencia, Camilo, told me that three of his players came from my brother's team at Shadow Ridge in Las Vegas. So my brother Brian Lavoie is the coach of that team, and his players were recruited by MCC, and they'll be going there next year.
Good, super. Yeah, he's filling up those slots quickly. We just announced the woman's new coach, and he'll be there Friday night to say a few words as well.
Right. Okay, so tell everyone what the entry fee is and all that, and it includes the Calcutta, and is there a luncheon as well after the tournament itself?
Yep, for your $125, you get Friday night entry into the Calcutta. That'll be a dinner, and we have a free keg of beer. I like to get the players a little juiced up so they open their wallets up for the Calcutta.
You bet.
So you'll have some free beer till the Calcutta runs out, and then we have the Calcutta call. So for that $125, you get that dinner Friday night, you get golf on Saturday morning, a beautiful course, and then you'll have lunch right after while we tally the scores and pay out the winners.
Nice. Do you want to go over who the sponsors are for this?
Certainly. Our main sponsor this year is Arizona Financial Credit Union for the Lake Havasu Tournament,
mm-hmm.
Iron Wolf Golf Club, Paradise Homes, Ron Emi Law, Island Suites Hotel, the Law Offices of Ken Moyer, Ron's Audio, John Parrott, Coldwell Banker, and Radio Central. Those are all our main sponsors this year, and they contributed a total of $10,500 to the cause through their sponsorships.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then go over the dates of the next two after the Havasu weekend this weekend.
Again, May 3rd and May 4th, Calcutta registration at Laughlin Ranch Clubhouse, and then the golf tournaments at Laughlin Ranch. That course is also in excellent shape. And then in June, at the end of May, May 31st and June 1st, we go up to Kingman, the Serback Cliffs. That's right. Always in good shape. And we have the Calcut party at the Elks Lodge there, right adjacent to the Serback Cliffs Golf Course.
That's really good.
All the tournaments are $125.
That's really good what you're doing as a business community, getting behind the community college that way. Has it been difficult to recruit sponsors or support for the Bighorn athletic programs?
You know, we've set up little satellite branches of the Bighorn Booster Club.
Okay.
With people from each community, because it's hard. I don't know the contacts, but the people in the communities know them.
Yes.
And the Lake Havasu, we had a group of about eight people that got these commitments from these sponsors, and they've been selling tee signs and corner kick sponsors, and it's been well received, and we're very happy with that.
I love that term, the corner kick sponsor. Gary, tell us how people can enter and still be in the tournament this Saturday.
Okay, if you're interested in playing, you need to get a hold of me at 928-716-8182. You can text me or call me, and we'll get you a form out, and I'll need it back by tomorrow. I can go as late as Wednesday. And if you're interested in a $100 tee sponsor, 100% of that $100 will go towards the cause. You can contact me again today at 928-716-8182, and we'll get you signed up so we can get your beautiful custom-made sign so it goes out on the course on Saturday.
Gary, I really appreciate you calling in. I didn't even confirm with you today, and it occurred to me as I was going on the air. So thank you so much for putting this in your appointment calendar. I really appreciate it.
No problem, and I want to thank all three communities for their support in these golf tournaments throughout the years, and especially with these Bighorn Scrambles. As three communities, we can come together, we can continue to bring more and more sports. Our thought with our commitment is to the community so that we can keep our local talented athletes and our scholars, the smart people, in our communities to further the betterment of our communities as time goes on. Because if you go to the grocery store, everybody at the grocery store is old.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Well, too often do these athletes, student athletes, leave and never come back. We want them to stay and contribute to our communities.
That's very, very, very true. And it just contributes to the culture of the communities as well when you have that higher education component, doesn't it?
Most definitely. And it, one of the biggest things that it does is brings all three communities together for a like cause that benefits everybody.
Right. Gary Reynolds, thanks for joining me on Speak Out today. We'll help you promote any way we can.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your support. And everybody have a wonderful day, and hopefully we'll see you out Friday and Saturday.
All right, you bet. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
All right, Gary Reynolds with the Bighorn Scrambles Golf Tournament. And if you need to know more about that, you want to write some things down information-wise, go to KNTRtalk.com. The show will be uploaded in about 15, maybe 20 minutes. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us for a final shot on Speak Out. All right, back on Speak Out, a little final shot here. City Manager Jess Knutson will be on tomorrow. Then we'll have Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, along with Esme Electric. I'm sure we'll be talking about the upcoming Builders Show that's coming up this weekend. Women with Willpower on Thursday, along with Mary Lou O'Connell from Haven. And District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. I got Marissa June over here laughing at me because I'm buffering, as usual. After news and a short break, it's Sean Hannity, Mr. Karate Man himself. I should have queued up Kung Fu Fighting. Darn it. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Speak Out. Join us then.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.